Morning, girls.
Morning, Jack.
How's things going?
Pretty good.
Yeah, a bit busy this morning.
Well, Jack, what does it feel like to be nominated for this award?
It's a real pleasure and an honour to be nominated. It's very overwhelming.
How long have you been working here at Stafford Meals on Wheels?
I've been here as a volunteer for 22 years, and the last 16 I am the president here.
Do you remember the first day you came here?
Yes, I do, very well. A week after I retired, I came and volunteered here, and it was great because I love working with elderly people, and it was great to be able to do that.
Just a week after you retired, what did you do for a job?
Well, initially I was a painter by trade, but then I finished up as a paint representative, and now I'm one of these people that can't stand still. I can't stand just sitting around. I've got to keep doing something. And something that asked me to do it sort of thing was that I had so many friends that retired early and said, oh, that's it, and sat around, did nothing, and within 12 months, 2 years, they'd passed away. Mm. And it wasn't going to happen to this guy. So I did the volunteering here to keep going.
Why do you think it's such an important organisation?
The reason it's very important is one of my pet subjects. We do more than deliver a meal. We're there to communicate with the people every day. We're there to help with their well-being. And we're also there to care for them. Mm. And by that, what it is if we find somebody that's had a fall, they're not lying there for days or hours. We're there and help them. And not only do we do that, but we ring the next of kin and let them know that there is a problem with their parent. And also, if we find somebody that has passed away, which is not very often, but it does happen, we're there to look after that and get the police and the ambulance there to them. So they're all the extras that Meals on Wheels do over and above.
And how does it make you feel when you know you're helping those people and those people are waiting, even not just for the food, but just to have a chat with you?
Look, it's a fantastic feeling to know that these people have got company, and some of the stories are absolutely fantastic, that they're life stories and that which you get. Unfortunately, we'd like to spend more time with them, but again, a lot of our volunteers will go back to them later and have a cup of tea with them, and that which again is more company for the people, and also with the people with disabilities. And the other thing, while I'm on disabilities, that we have people here helping us deliver meals that have got disabilities. And that's one of my pet subjects, is to make sure that the people with disabilities become a part of the community, and that is very, very important. Mm. Having said that, one of the things that is with me is that when I was 10 years of age, I had a nervous disorder, a disease called St. Vitus Dance. I had no control over my arms or legs, and my head would keep going. I couldn't sit and eat a meal with anyone because I'd just smack them across their face. I couldn't stand talking to anyone. My feet would just go and I'd kick them in the shins. I don't really know what treated it, but I had treatment for it and 6 months off school. And I've had no education. I didn't even sit for scholarship because I wasn't well enough to sit, and my parents weren't very well off. And I learnt from that and then joined the Junior Red Cross after I got well, and used to go to a place up in Cooperoo and Cavendish Road called Xavier Home for Crippled Children, go up and play with them and go on outings with them, and that's what started me all with people with disabilities. By having that and knowing what people have to put up with has encouraged me to do more and to keep myself reasonably fit.
Yeah, so that's why you wanted to help people with disabilities find work and just have a life within the community.
That's exactly right. So it's absolutely brilliant to know that they've been accepted in the community. The best part of my job is being able to communicate and empathise with volunteers, with the clients, with the staff. The other important thing is that the reason I'm here 5 mornings a week is that when the volunteers come back and are leaving, I thank them. Every volunteer, and I know them all by name, all 70 of them. And people tell me, you do too much, you spend 120%. which I probably do, but it's fantastic to be able to know that all these people are being well and truly looked after. And my eldest daughter keeps telling me, Dad, you don't know how to spell no.
How do you spell it?
Why, yes.